Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. It's amazing how many people in Hollywood and in the music industry go into all the cultish stuff. You see, it's almost mandatory you get into the cultish stuff, like the OTO, of course, which is a sort of Freemasonic branch for people and actors and actresses, musicians to go into. Aleister Crowley, of course, was a big cheese at one time and his name became rather infamous around the world. But the OTO was on the go long before Crowley took over it. But it can help your career, certainly, if you go into the mystic stuff and start prattling it off in front of Oprah like Madonna does. And it really gives it a big boost to the mysticism. And, of course, it's quite explicit. If you go into proper Kabbalah, it's very, very explicit in many different ways, even sexually, very, very explicit indeed. But anyway, Madonna is off to the Holy Land to kick off the world tour because she's really into the Kabbalah now, so she chose Israel to kick it off. And it says, Madonna arrives at Macy's Herald Square, New York, and then Israelis are gearing up to get down at Madonna's show as the pop diva landed in the Holy Land last Friday, May the 25th, ahead of her world tour, which kicks off here next week. And it says, the material girls, of course, where would you go for material, but to Israel, materialism. Girls motorcade entered the Tel Aviv Dan Hotel parking lot on Friday as guards shielded the superstar from the media. And the fans are dressing up as a superstar at Madonna theme parties in Tel Aviv clubs and bars. It says that she isn't Jewish, but she's adopted the Hebrew name of Esther and studies Jewish mysticism, which really is a travesty in Judaism if you did that for a woman, number one, and if you're not really Hasidic and you haven't done up to the age of 40, supposed to read the Talmud and the Torah before you go on to reading Kabbalah. Anyway, says she is known here as Queen Esther, and the Israel media announced that the Queen has arrived. She's expected to visit holy sites in Israel ahead of the MDNA World Tour that will kick off May the 31st in Tel Aviv. So, but she's been on a lot of programs in the US pushing Kabbalah, basically, and how you can bring magic down to yourself and all that stuff, and a lot more if you actually go into it, which she obviously wouldn't know what it's all about in reality. But it's true, you have to study all of it if you want to understand any of it.
But you, as I say, you'll find that in all the names of the main players, there's occultic meanings, especially when the same dynasties take part in great movements to change society down through many generations. Check into their names and you'll find ties to nature, because in one sense they call it the god of nature, that which they worship, and they use symbols from nature. They did the same thing of the white stone cutters, they called the high stonemasons that built the cathedrals in Europe. These were actually a priestly caste of nature lovers, you might call them. And that's why they used the symbols of nature, the high arches of the branches and the boughs to make the big domes inside cathedrals and so on. They were emulating nature and perfecting it at the same time with the use of sacred geometry, as they called it. They also had an initiation ceremony for these high white-cutting stonemasons, and they were called the Comosines, by the way. They came from Lake Como in Italy, northern Italy. And they used to wear a red thread tied around their genitals. That was a symbol where they could recognize each other. Although I don't know how they managed to get around to exposing it, mind you, without getting a slap in the face. But they had some method of showing this red thread to their friends. And that was something they had to wear their entire lives. You'll find a similar thing with Ulster, where all the laws that Britain had passed through their delegations in Ulster, every one of the laws that they passed was tied up in a scroll with a red ribbon. Red is very important, and that's why you'll find the British military and their officers wear a red band around their hats. Very, very important as well.
From myself, Alan Ward. It's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.